麦昆特之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年12月6日，星期日。我们今天又非常非常荣幸的邀请到了敬爱的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们继续讲述今天的圣殿波扎瓦坛的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 9, Answers by citing the Lord's version, and we continue analyzing, studying the text number 10.
我们今天继续阅读《圣殿波扎瓦坛》第二篇第九章，引用至尊主的说法作答。我们今天呢，依然还是读第十十节。阿叔。
Yes. Pravartate.
Pravartate
Yatra
Yatra
Rajatama
Rajatama
Tayo
Tayo
Pravartate Yatra Rajastamastayo
Pravartate Yatra Rajastamastayo
Tatvam
Tatvam
Ta
Ta
Nishram
Mishram
Na
Na
Ta
Ta
Kala
Kala
Vikramaha
Vikramaha
Tatvam cha Mishram na cha Kala Vikramaha
Tatva cha Mishram na cha Kala Vikramaha
Na
Na
Yatra,
Yatra,
Maya,
Maya,
Him,
Him,
Uta,
Uta,
Apare,
Apare,
Are,
Are,
Nayatra, Maya, Kim, Uta, Pare, Are,
Nayatra, Maya, Kim, Uta, Pare, Are,
Anuvrata,
Anuvrata,
Yatra,
Yatra,
Sura,
Sura,
Asura,
Asura,
Achitaha,
Achitaha,
Anuvrata, Yatra, Sura, Sura, Achitaha,
Anuvrata, Yatra, Sura, Asura, Achitaha,
Pravartate yatra rajastamastayo.
Pravartate yatra rajastamastayo.
Tatvam cha mishram na cha kala vikramaha.
Tatvam cha mishram na cha kala vikramaha.
Na yatra maya kim utapare hare.
Na yatra maya kim utapare hare.
Anuvrata yatra sura sura archita.
Anuvrata yatra sura sura archita.
Word for word.
对字.
Pravartate.
Pravartate 生效.
Yatra.
Yatra 那里.
Rajatamaha.
Rajatamaha 激情属性和愚昧属性。
Tayo,
Tayo, 两者的
Satvam,
Satvam, 善良属性
Cha,
Cha, 和
Mishram,
Mishram, 混合
Na,
Na, 永不
Cha,
Cha, 和
Kala,
Kala, 时间
Vikramaha,
Vikramaha 影响
Na
Na 也不
Yatra.
Yatra, 那里。
Maya.
Maya, 外在能量，错觉能量。
Kim.
Kim, 什么。
Uta.
Uta, 有。
Apare.
Apare, 其他。
Apare.
阿勒至尊人格守神的。
Anuvrataha。
Anuvrataha, 奉献者。
Yatra。
Yatra, 那里。
Sura。
Sura, 由半神人。
Asura。
Asura, 和恶魔。
Achitaha。
Achitaha, 被崇拜。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文，在至尊主的私人住所里，没有物质的愚昧和激情属性，因此善良属性不受他们的影响。那里不受时间的控制，更不要说外在能量的错觉了。他根本进不了那个区域。那里不分半神人和恶魔。大家都是奉献者，都崇拜至尊主。要旨，神的国王，神的王国 Vaikuntha 被称为至尊主能量的四分之三区域 Tripad Vibhuti， 比物质世界大三倍。这节诗和《薄伽梵歌》中都对它做了概括性的描述。我们身处的这个含有亿万颗星球的宇宙，只不过是至尊主的物质创造实体 Mahatattva 中亿万个聚在一起的这类宇宙中的一个罢了。然而这亿万个这样的宇宙合起来也只不过是占至尊主整个创造的四分之一。在这片物质天空之外，还有充满了瓦昆塔灵性星球的灵性天空，而所有灵性星球的总和占至尊主整体创造的四分之三。神的创造永远是无穷无尽的，人连一棵树上的叶子有多少片，一颗头颅上的头发有多少根都数不清。尽管如此，尽管人连自己身上的一根毛发都造不出来，但愚蠢的人还是要骄傲地称自己可以成为神。人也许发明了许多能用旅行的神奇交通工具，但即使他大肆地宣扬他用太空船可以抵达月球，他也不能在那里停留。因此，神智清醒的人不会狂妄地认为自己是宇宙之神，他们遵照伟大文献的教导，而这是获取超然知识的最简易的方法。因此，让我们透过权威的圣殿薄伽瓦坛去认识超越物质天空的超然世界所具有的本质和构造。那片天空里根本不存在物质属性，特别是愚昧和激情属性。愚昧属性的影响使生物变得贪婪渴求，这意味着在瓦昆塔星球上的生物没有这两种不良习性。正如《薄伽梵歌》中证实的，觉悟了 Brahma 凡的人生活中不再有渴求和悲伤，因此结论是与物质世界中被渴求和悲伤压得透不过气来的生物体不同，瓦昆塔星球上的居民全都是有 Brahma 觉悟的生物。在物质世界中，人不受愚昧属性或激情属性的影响，就处在了善良属性的层面上，但物质世界里的善良属性有时也会被激情属性和愚昧属性所污染。可是瓦昆塔星球中只有纯粹的善良属性，那里完全没有外在能量的虚幻展示。错觉能量虽然也是至尊主所属的一部分，但与至尊主不同。尽管如此，错觉能量并不像一元论哲学家所声称的那样是假的。如果一个人把一根绳子当作是一条蛇，那它是产生了错觉，但绳子和蛇都是实质的存在。对在沙漠里找水的愚蠢动物来说， 看到炎热的沙漠里有水的幻象是一种错觉，但沙漠和水本身是实质的存在。因此，对非奉献者而言，至尊主的创造或许是幻象、错觉，但对至尊主的奉献者来说，至尊主的物质创造也是实质存在，是他外在能量的展示。至尊主的外在能量并不是一切，至尊主还有内在能量，这内在能量创造了称为瓦昆塔的星球。在瓦昆塔星球上，既没有愚昧属性、激情属性、错觉、幻觉，也没有过去、现在和未来。知识贫乏的人可能无法了解瓦昆塔星球上的这种状况，但并不能因此而否定瓦昆塔星球的存在。启示经典中描述了瓦昆塔星球，太空船到不了这些星球，并不代表这些星球不存在。正如舍勒基瓦古斯瓦米为我们引述的伟达文献《Narada Pancharatra》中所说，超然的世界瓦昆塔星球充满了超然的特性，只有通过为至尊主做奉爱服务，这些不同于物质的愚昧、激情和善良属性的超然特性才会向我们揭示出来。这种超然的特性不是非奉献者这一类人所能获得的。莲花往事书 Padma Purana 的最后一篇中说，在神的创造的四分之一之外是四分之三的展示，在物质展示和灵性展示之间有一条由至尊主身体流出的超然汗水形成的 Braja 圣河作为分界线，河水之外就是神的创造的四分之三展示，这部分展示永恒不朽，不会退化，而且无限，是最完美的生存环境。伟大文献 Sankhya Kaumudi 中说，超然纯粹的善良属性与各种物质属性刚好相反，在超然的环境中，所有的生物永恒的、永不中断的与至尊主交往联谊，至尊主是其中最首要的生物。在 Agama Purana 中也描述了超然的住所，说在至尊主的创造内，与至尊主在一起的生物可以自由自在地到处去。这个创造无穷无尽，尤其是四分之三的区域，由于那区域的本质是无限的，处在其中的生物彼此往来也就没有开始和结束的时间。译文
Continue until the end.
OK， 可以下结论说，那里因为根本没有愚昧和激情这些物质属性，所以也就不存在创造和毁灭的问题。在物质世界中，一切都被创造，一切也都被毁灭。创造和毁灭之间持续的生存时间是短暂的。在超人的王国中，没有创造，也没有毁灭，因此生存的时间无限永恒。换句话说，超然世界中的一切事物都是永恒不朽，充满知识和快乐，而且不会退化的。既然没有退化的问题，也就不存在过去、现在和未来的时间计算。这节诗中明确地说，那里不受时间的控制，整个物质存在中因各种元素的作用与反作用而展示，使时间的影响以过去、现在和未来的形式明显地表现出来。但在超然的世界里，没有原因和结果的作用与反作用，因此也就不存在出生、成长、维持、繁衍、退化以及灭亡这六种物质变化。这个超然的世界是至尊主能量的纯粹展示，其中没有我们在物质世界经验到的错觉。在整个瓦昆塔区域内，每一个生物体都是至尊主的追随者，至尊主是那里的领袖， 没有人想与至尊主竞争当领袖，所有的居民都是至尊主的追随者。韦达经中确认说，至尊主是领袖，所有其他的生物都是他的下属，因为只有他才能满足所有其他生物的一切要求。译文：在至尊主的私人住所里，没有物质的愚昧和激情属性，因此善良属性不受他们的影响。那里不受时间的控制，更不要说外在能量的错觉了，他根本进不了那个区域。那里不分半神人和恶魔，大家都是奉献者，都崇拜至尊主。
Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Shakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavari Pashatade Shatarine Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Panchakalpatarubhyacha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So you continue reading this very beautiful verse and Srila Prabhupada's beautiful purport.
所以我们今天继续阅读这一节非常美妙的诗节，以及探讨 Srila Prabhupada 所给我们的非常优美的要旨。
It's always beautiful, always wonderful.
那当然，所有的这些信息都是非常的优美的，非常美丽的。
So here, Lord Brahma is describing to Narada Muni what he had himself seen and witnessed.
所以在这里呢，主 Brahma 在向 Narada Muni 在描述他所看到的情景。
Certainly.Lord Brahma had received all this knowledge of the Vedas, so he had knowledge. But here he had really the experience of seeing the spiritual world and the Lord interacting with all his associates.
毫无疑问，主 Brahma 呢，他是知晓《韦达经》里的所有的知识的，他是有这个知识的。但是呢，他在这里面呢，他是真正的觉悟到了，看到了。在灵性的星球中所发生的一切，他看到了主和他的同游之间的相互的交流。
And Srila Prabhupada gives a complete, when you give a brochure with the details of a very touristic place to appeal to people to visit that touristic place. So Srila Prabhupada.Is giving that complete brochure with showing everything about the spiritual world, kind of an invitation. Yeah, go visit this place. Go to this place. It's so nice.
Srila Prabhupada 呢，他是为我们提供了灵性世界的所有的信息的一份广告宣传册。那么呢，在这里面呢，就告诉我们这灵性世界真的是非常的奇妙，非常的好。然后呢，他通过这个宣传册呢，来邀请我们大家去到灵性世界。
In order to know this, we have to accept the authority of the scriptures, most particularly Srimad Bhagavatam.
但是我们为了了解这些信息呢，我们就必须要从权威的渠道去了解，特别是从像《圣典·不加瓦坛》这样的经典中去了解。
On our own.Based on material experience, material understanding, we can never understand anything about this transcendental world.
但是如果我们要是只是依靠我们的物质的理解力去理解信息的话，那我们是永远都没有办法真正的了解这超然世界的景象的。
already understanding this material world, which is just a partial manifestation of the Lord, it's already so difficult.
因为我们知道这个物质世界呢，它是主的一个部分的扩展，那么这已经实际上是非常的复杂的一个地方了。
Srila Prabhupada said they can discover so many wonderful ways of traveling over space. They can even reach the moon, but they cannot stay there.
嗯，说爸爸说呢，就是人类可能发明了很多很先进的飞行器，可以去到外太空，甚至于可以去到月球，但是呢，它却不能够在月球停留。
And it's even a doubt if they have reached really the moon.
而且有一个很大的一个就是我们确实也不能够真正的相信这个到底他们是不是真的去到了月球。
If they went there so many years ago, why they didn't went back? Why they didn't start doing some construction there? Something, nothing happened.
如果要是在很多年以前，人类真的要是登上了月球的话，那为什么这么多年之后不会再尝试着去到那里呢？或者是不会在月球上进行一些建筑呢？
So if you want to know even about this material world, what to speak?Of knowing about the spiritual world, we need to take the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以如果我们要是连这个物质世界都弄不明白的话，我们就更别想着去把这个灵性世界弄明白了。所以我们必须要通过从像《顺典不教法坛》这样的经典中才能够了解。
The nature and constitution of the transcendental world is beyond.This material world.
这个物质是灵性世界，它的本性以及它的原属的这种构成状态是超越于物质世界的。
So last time we already discussed how this material world is prevailed by the three modes of material nature. Everything is controlled by the permeated by the three modes of material nature.
那在上一周的讲课里面呢，我们也提到了，在这物质世界的所有的一切都是被这物质自然的三属性所控制的。
Most particular ignorance and passion.
特别是愚昧属性和激情属性。
That forces us to be always hankering for some material new thing or lamenting because we lost or you don't get what we want.
那所以呢，这种愚昧属性和激情属性呢，就总是要让我们去渴求着将来的一些东西，或者是悲叹着我们失去的一些东西，因为我们总是得不到我们想要的，我们总是失去了我们想要的。
So even if there is some goodness where we feel a little peace, it's just for a moment. Otherwise, the goodness is always.Overpassed by passion and ignorance is not always there.
就即便是有一点善良属性在那儿，让我们感到一些平和的时候呢，那也是很短暂的一个片刻，因为这个善良属性它总是会被激情属性和愚昧属性所超越，所以呢就不能够总是处在善良属性的状态下。
It's only when we are covered by the mode of goodness that we can experience a little peace, a little happiness.
但是只有当我们处于善良属性的状态下的时候呢，我们才能够感受到一点点的平和以及一点点的快乐。
But in the spiritual world, in a Vaikuntha world, it's only pure goodness. There is no passion, there is no ignorance.
但是在瓦昆塔的世界呢，在那里只有纯粹的善良属性，所以在那里是没有激情属性，也没有愚昧属性的。
In the spiritual world, everything and everyone is free from the illusory manifestation of this material energy of the Lord.
所以在在灵性世界呢，所有的人就一切的事与物，它都是摆。脱了这物质世界的虚幻能量的影响的。
Here, everybody is is covered by this illusory energy of the Lord.
但是在这物质世界那儿，所有的人都是被主的虚幻的物质能量所覆盖。
Certainly, illusory energy is also is also part and parcel of the Supreme Lord.
那当然了，这虚幻能量它也是至尊主的不可分割的一部分。
But it is different from the Lord.
但是呢，它又与主不同。
But it's not false. Material energy, illusory energy, it's not false. It's real.
但是呢，这个物质的虚幻能量它并不是假的，它是真实的。
The impersonalists, they say it's false.
那非人格主义者呢，说这个物质能量是假的。
And they give this example of the rope and the snake as to show to explain how what is this material illusion, this material creation.
然后他们就举了绳子和蛇之间的例子，然后告诉我们什么是这个物质的虚幻能量，什么是这个物质的虚幻。
They said.The rope is real.
他们说呢，这绳子是真的。
And the snake is also real.
这蛇呢也是真的。
But our thinking that the rope is a snake because of not being to be a little dark.That idea that the rope is a snake and makes us to feel that it's a snake and you feel fear, this is not real or unreal. It's just an illusion.
但是由于天暗，所以呢看不清楚，使得我们把这绳子看成了一条蛇，所以这个呢就是虚幻，这就是不真实的。
And they say this is what this illusion is. It's not real, not unreal.
所以呢，他们就说呢，这个就是虚幻的实质。那么这个是不真实的。
Because he said when the rope is there in the floor, and to a person who sees in the dark, it may look like a snake, so the person experiences fear and stops. But then if he puts a torch light, he can see, it's a rope, it's not a snake.
他说呢，因为这条绳子呢是放在地上，然后呢这个人他由于在黑暗里面呢他看不清楚，他就觉得这根绳子是一条蛇，所以呢他就会很害怕，然后他就停在那儿不动了。但是呢当他拿起这个电筒照亮以后呢，发现这个其实就是一条绳子，并不是一条蛇。
So he said, if a person has knowledge, if a person has knowledge, then we will not think that this is a snake. You will see this is a rope because knowledge means light. You see properly.
所以呢，他就说，如果要是人要是有知识的话呢。他就不会把这条绳子看成是一条蛇，他就会知道这是一条绳子。那么知识呢，其实也就是光。当有了这知识之光的时候呢，就能够看得很清楚。
So they say this seeing the rope as a snake, this is an imposition from material nature, from illusory energy that makes a person think like that.
他说呢，就是这个，当把这根绳子看成蛇的时候，这其实就是由于物质能量的覆盖，使得这个人产生了这样的想法。
But the devotees explain differently this example that is given in the scriptures.
但是呢，奉献者他就会以不同的角度来解释在经典里面所给的这个例子。
If a person as already have experience of seeing a snake and seeing a rope, then when seeing a rope in a dark, a semi darkness, then he, because of that experience already as a snake, so you'll fear with thinking that he's a snake.
他说呢，就是一个人呢，他有过看见过绳子跟看见过蛇的经验。那么当他在黑暗中看到这条绳子的时候，那由于他之前的有的这个蛇的这个经验，导致了他就会觉得这可能这根绳子是那条蛇，所以他就会害怕。
So yes, so perhaps he has seen a snake, or has seen a photo of a snake, or have heard about what is a snake. So that's why at that moment, seeing the rope in that bent way, and because of a semi-darkness, you know, he thinks, oh, it's a snake, and he becomes afraid.
就是因为他可能以前看见过一条蛇的照片，或者是听说过蛇所长的这个样子，所以呢，当他看见这个在黑暗中，由于黑暗中他看不清楚，所以呢，在地上躺着这条卷在一起的这根绳子，他就会把它给想成是蛇，所以他就会害怕。
So, that's what impersonalists do wrong. Is that this fear that manifests in the heart of a person who does not see properly what it is, the object on the floor. This fear is an imposition created by illusion.
但是那个就是这个非人格主义者呢，他们会说就是。由于把地上的这样东西给错认为成了蛇而产生的恐惧感，这是由于物质自然，就是这个物质自然属性，它就是物质能量它所产生的虚幻所导致的。
But the real explanation is that the snake, we have experience of snake, and snake can cause death. It is a deadly animal, can bite and create death. So since we are all afraid of death, so seeing a snake creates fear, because a snake can represent death.
但是这个正确的就是恰当合适的这个解释是，就是由于我们知道这蛇它是一种致命的动物，它有可能会咬你。但一咬你之后呢，它这个毒液就会让你中毒，然后呢就会把你给咬死。那因为我们想着这会被毒蛇咬死，所以呢就会产生害怕，对蛇就是害怕死。那所以说呢，
so、have,
就是当把这个东西给误认为成是这个蛇的时候，这会儿产生那种恐惧，是因为怕死而产生的恐惧。
So it's the bird, is the fear of death that makes a person be afraid of the snake.And seeing that rope looks like a snake, a person becomes afraid.
那所以呢，就是由于他怕死，所以说呢，才会让他去害怕这条蛇。那么当他看见了这个绳子的时候呢，他就会感觉这个呢是那条会让他死的蛇，所以他就会害怕。
So that fear is already situated in the mind because of experience of what a snake it is.
那么因为这个，所以这种恐惧它其实已经在内心里面有了，就是因为他知道这个因为他知道就是这个蛇会导致他死，然后呢这个就会联想到他，就把他内心的那种恐惧给勾出来。
So fear of death is naturally situated in all these objects or entities that give us fear, because it's the impressions are there in our minds, in our hearts.
因为在我们的内心中呢，就对于像蛇呀这些东西的这个印象，就是它会让我们导致死亡。所以呢，就是由于怕死，所以说呢，我们在想起看到这些东西的时候呢，我们就会怕它们。
So when the person is it.Of the four major activities, material activities like eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Defending means fearing, you know, defending, protecting from fear. This fearing is actually the most prominent of all our feelings in this material world.
那我们这个生物体它在这世界呢会从事四项活动，就是吃、睡、交配和防卫。那这个防卫呢其实就是恐惧。那这个恐惧这件事情其实是在我们在这个物质世界里面要主要应对的一种感觉，一种情绪。
Yeah, fear of death is the most prominent feeling that everybody experiences in this material world.
对呢，对死亡的恐惧是大部分的人在这个世界他感受到的一种很主要的感觉。
嗯，because everybody is living with the idea that one day their existence is going to be threatened, they is going to stop, going to be eliminated.
因为呢，所有的人他都知道，就是某一天他的这种存在，他在这个物质世界的存在其实是受到威胁的，所以他的这种存在是会被剥削掉的，是会消失的。
So we are living, most of us live in this material world feeling that we are in a death threatening situation.
所以说呢，我们生活在这个物质世界的一种感觉呢，让我们是觉得自己是处在一种被威胁的状态下的。
Anxiety is an expression of fear.
那焦虑实际上是恐惧的表达。
It's part is because of fear that we experience anxieties.
那就是因为恐惧，所以说呢，我们才会感受着焦虑。
We don't know what is and what will be unfold for us in the future. We are in anxiety and fear.
所以我们根本就不知道将来会是出现什么样的状况，所以说呢，我们就会在恐惧中非常的焦虑。
Anxiety or fear of losing what we have.
那我们就会焦虑着、害怕着失去我们现在所有的东西。
Fear or anxiety of not being sure if you're going to get what we want.
而且呢，我们也很焦虑着、恐惧着我是不是就我没有办法得到我想要的东西。
It's a very very.Pervasive feeling that everybody experiences. That's why this world is called Kunta, a place of anxiety.
那这实际上是人们所感受到的一个非常的占主导地位的一种感受。那所以就为什么我们这世界被称为叫 Kunta， 也就是一个充满了焦虑的世界。
So when the spiritual world is called Vaikuntha, is a place without anxiety.
而灵性世界呢，被称为叫 Vaikuntha， 就是一个没有焦虑的世界。
There is no fear, no anxiety in the spiritual world.
所以呢，在灵性世界是没有恐惧，也没有焦虑的。
Because there is no threat of death.
因为在那个地方呢，是没有死亡的威胁的。
There is no threat that our happiness is going to be terminated.
在那个地方呢，你也不会觉得有这样的一个威胁，就是我们的这个快乐感呢是会被终止的。
No, we're going to see this later. So here, the person in a semi-obscurity, you know, he sees the rope, and because the rope is similar to a snake.The waist is bent on the ground. That impression that is in his mind, that impression of a snake becomes prominent, and then a person thinks, "Oh, it's a snake," and he becomes afraid.
Okay, because he is saying the snake is on the ground, so his impression
snake on the ground. He sees the rope on the ground. It looks like a snake, and because he has experience and impression of what is a snake, and snake is, it causes fear, causes death, So at that time, because he's not seeing well, he's not seeing that is a rope, he thinks it's a snake. So he jumps and he says, oh, it's a snake. And he's afraid.
Yeah. Yeah. 就是那么他看见了这个躺在卷在地上的这根绳子呢，那就是由于他内心里边有对蛇的这种恐惧，然后他又看不清楚这根绳子是绳子，所以说呢，就是他对蛇的那种恐惧一下子就会占据到他的脑子里面，然后呢，他就会惊吓到，他就会觉得这根绳子是那个蛇，他就会惊吓的就跳起来，哦，我的天哪，是个蛇。
So, what it does, it actually is not seeing a rope.And he's not seeing a snake.
事实上呢，他其实没有看见这根绳子，他也没有看到那条蛇。
Because it's not no proper light, so he cannot really know if it's a rope or a snake.
因为这会儿这个光线不好，所以他根本就没有办法知道这到底是绳子还是蛇。
But he puts his own experience of a snake into what is a rope, and he starts believing.That is a snake.
但是呢，他就把他自己对于蛇的这个经验就灌注到了这根绳子里面，所以他就觉得这根绳子就是那条蛇。
So when he sees and he thinks the rope is a snake and becomes fearful.
对呢，因为他就觉得这根绳子是那条蛇，所以说呢，就开始害怕了。
But that fear is a superimposition, but it's not created by illusion. It's created by his own mind.
所以说呢，就是这个就这种恐惧的这种感觉，它其实并不是说是处在一种虚幻的状态下，因为这个是由他的心意所创造出来的一种实景。
Because if it was a creation of material illusion, then even a person who have no experience of a snake would experience fear by seeing a rope.
就是因为如果他要是
Okay, I explain in a more simplified way. If a person has not experienced what is a snake in his life, not even by seeing, not by hearing, has no absolutely no experience of what is a snake and if snakes exist, he will not think that this rope is a snake because he has no impressions in his mind about snake.
就是如果是这个人他曾经就没有见过蛇，他根本就不知道蛇到底是一种什么样的东西或长什么样的话，那他也根本就不可能把这根绳子和那个蛇联想在一起。
So if he sees as such a person without having experience of snake, if he sees the rope, he may not see that is clear that is a rope, but he will not be afraid, will not associate that with a snake.
所以说呢，当一个人他如果之前从来就不知道蛇长什么样，从来也没有见过蛇的话，那他当然他看见了这根绳子，他虽然看不清楚这根绳子是绳子，但是他也不可能把这根绳子给想象成是他根本就不知道那根蛇而感到害怕。
Why is material illusion not also creating a snake in his mind and making him fearful?
为什么这个物质虚幻没有在他的脑子里面产生这样的印象，然后让他感到害怕呢？
Because this is what impersonalists say. They say this idea in a mind that is a snake is a superimposition of Maya. Maya is Maya creates this idea, but actually is not.Because if a person has no experience of a snake before, not seeing, not hearing about, he will not be afraid of seeing that rope, even though he does not see very well.
因为这个是这个非人格主义者他说的这个概念，就是由于这个 Maya 的虚幻能量，它产生了这个蛇的这种幻景，所以说呢，就使得人们就会害怕，但实际上不是这么回事儿。就是这不是由玛雅所产生的一种虚幻的幻境，因为如果要是这个人他之前他就没有见过蛇，他根本就不知道蛇到底是怎么回事的话，他也就不可能把这个绳子给误认为成他根本就不知道的这个蛇而感到害怕。
So the imperson, this is very important because the impersonalists, they say, this Brahman is real, but this material world is an illusion, does not exist.
那么这个其实很重要，因为这个非人格主义者呢，他说这个 Brahman 凡是真实的，但是这个物质世界呢是虚幻的，并不是真实存在。
It's just an imposition, an imposition in the created in the mind of the person who has no knowledge. So we have no knowledge. We think this material world is real, but actually it's not real. The only thing real is Brahman.
那它其实呢，只是就是在人的这个内心中产生的一种幻境。那么这个人他是因为没有知识，所以说呢，他才会处在这种虚幻的状态。但他并不是真的，但是呢，这个 Brahman 他是真实的。
So if a person has knowledge, if a person has knowledge means if the person is Brahman realized, he will not be afraid. If he will not be afraid of this material existence, so he will not. For instance, he'll see a rope. He'll see a rope. He will not be afraid, thinking it's a snake.
所以呢，当一个人他要是处于 Brahman 的觉悟中，也就是他处于知识中的时候呢，他就不会被这个物质的存在的幻象所影响，让他就不会害怕。那也就是说呢，比如说当他看到了这个蛇的时候呢，他也就不会被这个，就当他把这个绳子看成蛇的时候呢，他也不会被其所吓到。
Because he sees everything is Brahman.
因为他把一切都看成了是 Brahman。
But for instance, if a small child who has no experience of snake does not know what is a snake, if he sees a rope, even in a little darkness,He will not be afraid of that piece of rope.
那就比如说哈，一个小孩，那这小孩呢，他因为从来没见过蛇，那他在这个黑暗的光线下呢，就看到了一条绳子。那他这会儿他其实不会害怕这根绳子。
He may even catch it.
Sorry, the child is seeing the snake or rope.
No, he's seeing a rope in a little darkness, but he will not think it's a snake.
Yeah.
So he will not be afraid of that rope, but he will even catch it.
Yeah. 那这个小孩呢，他看见这绳子，他不但不会害怕，他反而还会去抓这根绳子。
So why? Because he's not afraid of it.
为什么呢？是因为他不害怕。
But this baby is not Brahman realized.
但是这小孩他可不是具有了凡的觉悟啊。
So this the theory of the impersonalist is wrong.
所以说呢，这个非人格主义者他的这个说法是错的。
He said, when we realize Brahman, Maya cannot create an illusion for him.
他说，因为当这个人他觉悟了凡之后呢，这个 Maya 就不可能再给他。造成任何的幻觉。
Because darkness cannot come in front of the light.
因为在黑暗面前，就是这个在光明之下是不可能有黑暗的。
But the fact is that even a person who is bound by the three modes of material nature, and if he is not, and even if he is ignorant, but he does not know.What is a snake? You will not fall in illusion of thinking that the rope is a snake.
因为呢，就是一个深陷于物质自然属性中的人，即便他是出于无知的这种状态，但是呢，他如果要是根本就不知道这蛇长得什么样的话，那他也不会因为看见了这个绳子而把它给想象成蛇而感到害怕。
So illusion is not created. It's coming from our own lack of knowledge.
所以说呢，就这个虚幻，它其实是来自于我们自己的疏于知识。
So rope is real.
绳子是真的。
The snake is real.
蛇也是真的。
It's just the snake is not there now.
但只不过呢，就是蛇现在不在那儿。
But because we have that If we have those impressions due to material existence, we have those impressions of snake, we think this is a snake.
但是呢，就是由于我们有这个物质的印象，那么我们知道蛇长得什么样，所以呢，我们就会觉得这根绳子是条蛇。
So the Mayavadis, they say that Brahman is real, but material energy is false.
嗯，那但是呢，这个 Mayavadi 他们就会说，这个凡是真实的，而物质能量是假的。
嗯。This illusion is created, is imposed, is not real.
嗯，所以说呢，就是这种幻象，它是被产生出来的，就是被构造出来、被虚构出来的，但是呢，并不是真实存在的。
嗯、so, but the Lord, the external energy of the Lord, this material energy, it's real.
但是呢。这个能量其实是主的外在能量，而且它是真实存在的能量。
It's real, isn't it? You cannot say that this what we are seeing is not real. It's real.
所以说呢，这其实是真实存在的。你不能说我们所看到这个东西是假的，它是真的。
But there is a difference between this material energy of the Lord and the internal energy of the Lord.
但是呢，主的内在能量和主的外在能量之间是有区别的。
This material energy is constantly going through changes and transformations.
因为这个外在能量呢，它是恒常不断的在进行着变化，在一直在发生着转变。
But we know this material energy is also eternal, also exists always.
但是我们也知道，这种外在能量它其实也是永恒的，它也是总是时刻存在的。
But the changes and transformations are temporary.
但是呢，这种转换还有这种变换都是临时存在的。
So material energy is real, but is a changing reality. Is always changing.
所以说呢，这个物质的实相，它其实也是一种实相，但这种实相呢，是在时刻的变化中的实相。
Because in this material energy, the Lord enters in His form as time.
因为呢，在这个物质能量中呢，主他是进入到了他时间的形象里，就时间的形象里。
At the time, the Lord glances over.Maya over material energy to animate material energy, he enters into the material energy in a form of time.
嗯，那么当主他瞥视，就是给了这个物质能量一个瞥视之后呢，然后呢，他以这个时间的形式进入到了物质能量里。
嗯 ，and then time.Activates the three modes of material nature, and by this combination between time and the three modes of material nature, activities, transformations start occurring in the material world.
然后呢，这个时间呢，它又激发了这个物质自然三属性。那么在时间和物质自然三属性的合作的状态下呢，使得在这个世界的所有的这些活动都开始产生了起来。
嗯。And all the different forms of the different planets, the different forms of life, they are all created. They are a combination of the three modes of nature and the time, which is a manifestation of the Lord.
然后呢，就使得这个各种各样的生物体啊，各种形象的星球啊，就是所有的这个物质世界的这一切展示，就都这么创造了出来。但所有的这些创造呢，都是由于时间和物质自然三属性一起合作的结果。那么这个时间呢，其实就是由主他所，就是他所展现的形式。
So all these forms that we see, objects or planets or forms of living that cover the soul, the living entities, the different species of life, this is are all transformations of material energy that combine together under the influence of time, combine together to create particular forms.
那所以我们所看到的各种各样的这种形象， 包括我们就是各种各样的物体，我们的这个粗糙的这种躯体，各种各样的生命形式，它其实全部都是物质自然属性与时间相结合的结果。
So because the influence of time, things manifest, they may grow, they may be maintained for some time, they may even reproduce like forms of species of life, they may reproduce, and then they start decaying and eventually vanish, those forms vanish. So they go through so many changes, so many transformations.
所以呢，在时间的影响下呢，就这个形象它就会展现，然后呢，它就会生长，然后生长之后呢，也许它可能还会进行这个在孕育，然后呢，它会在这样的这种状态下停留一段时间，然后之后还会变老，然后最终呢，它就会烟消云散。所以所有的这些都是在这个时间的影响之下而发生的这一系列的变化。
So material energy is always existing, but all this manifestation of its that comes from material energy, all these transformations, they are temporary.
所以呢，这个物质能量它是永恒存在的，但是呢，就是由于就是在这个物质能量的运作下而产生的所有的这些。在转化过程中的这些形象都是临时存在的。
So that's what you call a changing reality. It's real, but it's always changing.
所以为什么我们就会说呢？这是一个在变化中的实相。那这其实是一种真实的存在，但是呢，它始终都在变化的过程中。
So the illusion is that makes us.What makes us identify with these different forms that are constantly changing, manifesting, sometimes appearing, sometimes disappearing. And we identify with this, and that's what causes our problems in our material existence, because we become attached to something that eventually changes, transforms, and we, being eternal, being always the same, we are not used to this.Changes, these transformations.
但是呢，这个虚幻它指的是什么呢？指的是我们会认同于这个一直在不断的变化中的这个形象。那这个呢，也就是导致我们痛苦的原因，是因为我们在依恋于一个就始终在不断变化的一个东西。但是我们是永恒不变的，这个永恒不变的这种状态呢，它其实是不习惯于总是在变化的这种状态。
So due to illusion, the soul identifies with its baby body and behaves like a baby. Then it identifies as a child body and behaves like a child. Identified as a young person, behaves like a young person with so much energy, so many desires, and then it manifests as an old body, and we identify with that old body, and then eventually that body dies, and we think we are going to die. That's what is illusion, our identification with this changing reality of the material energy.
所以说呢，这个虚幻，这个所谓这个幻觉是在哪儿呢？就是，当我们还是个婴儿的时候呢，我们就认同于自己的这个婴儿的躯体，所以呢，就会像一个婴儿一样行事。那当自己是一个孩童的时候呢，就会认同于这个孩童的躯体，然后像一个孩子那样去活动。然后当是一个年轻人的时候呢，又认同于这个年轻人的躯体，然后呢会非常活力四射的，有充满精力的去活动。然后等到了这个老年的时候呢，又会认同于这具老年的躯体。完最终呢，因为这具躯体它是会死去的，所以呢我们就会认为自己是会死的。
So our consciousness.Identify with this material change, these different situations, becomes material consciousness, and that consciousness is affected by all these changes.
那所以说呢，就是我们认同于所有的这些一切变化的这种知觉意识，那它就是物质的知觉意识。那么这个物质的知觉意识呢，它是始终的会受到所有的这些变化的影响的。
But a person who is in transcendental consciousness all the time is not affected, even if he goes through a baby body, a child body, he's always conscious of his real identity.
但是一个处于超然之觉的人呢，他是不会受到这些不同的躯体的变化的影响的，哪怕他是处在这个孩童，就是这个婴儿的躯体或者是其他的这种躯体中，但他始终其实都是处在一个超越于这个躯体概念之上的这个知觉的。
A person in transcendental consciousness is always situated in pure knowledge, so he's never misguided by any change of or transformation of material energy.
所以一个处于超然知觉的人呢，他总是处于纯粹的知识的状态下，所以说呢，他是不会受到不断变化的物质能量的转化的影响的。
So that's the difference between the external energy and the internal energy of the Lord.
So 呢，这就是主的外在能量和内在能量之间的不同之处。
External energy is going through changes and transformations.
那么这个外在能量呢，它是会经过变化，然后经过转化的。
But it's real.
但是是真的。
The changing reality.Is a changing reality.
所以呢，它是一种在变化中的真实。
But the internal energy, the Vaikuntha planets and everything in the spiritual world does not undergo any transformations and changes like the material energy.
但是呢，这个内在能量，比如说这个外昆塔的这个世界，它是始终如一的，它不会像物质能量那样去发生各种各样的转变。
So there is transcendental. It's never transformed. There is no influence of material time there.
那所以说呢，它是超然的，它也不会有任何的转化，它不会有这个时间的影响，不会有任何的变化。
So this example of the rope and the snake is there given in the scriptures is just to help us to understand that.Transitory nature of this material world.
那所以说在经典里面所给我们所举的这个绳子和蛇的这个例子呢，只是来帮助我们来了解这个不断变化的这个物质世界的本性。
That lasts only, whatever happens in this material world only lasts for a certain period of time.
那么在这个物质世界里面所存在的一切呢，它只是会存在一段时间。
So because this manifestation is temporary.
那由于这个显现呢是临时的。
Everything is in transition, in change.
所有的一切呢，它都是处于转变的过程中，一切都处于变化的状态下。
That's why you cannot derive real happiness from it.
所以说呢，才不可能从里面真正的得到快乐。
Because there is always a change. When it changes, the objects of happiness change, and then we don't derive any more happiness from that because of the influence of time.
因为它一直在变化。那当这个感官享乐的这个对象它发生这个变化的时候呢，我们就不可能从中再获得更多的快乐感了，因为它是在这个时间的影响之下的。
So the Vaikuntha planets, the internal energy of the Lord, all those Vaikuntha planets made of that internal energy of the Lord, they are not subjected to creation, they are not subjected to destruction, they are not subject to change.
但是呢，在主的内在能量下所产生的那些Vaikuntha的世界呢，他们就不会处于改变，他们就不会处于是这个。要改变呐、啊，或者是要被创造啊，或者被毁灭的这种状态。
There is, Srila Prabhupada said, there is no ignorance, no passion.
所以呢，Srila Prabhupada就会说，在那个地方呢是没有愚昧，也没有激情的。
There is no illusion.
也没有虚幻。
There is no past and present.
在那个地方呢，也没有过去，也没有将来。
Okay, we don't have knowledge. Our knowledge is very poor, so we are not able to understand such things in a Vaikuntha atmosphere because we don't have any experience of that. But that does not mean it does not exist.
那好吧， 我们没有知识，我们这个学识浅薄，而且呢，我们也没有任何的外坤他的世界的那种体验。但是并不能因为我们不知道，我们没有体验，所以就说这种外坤他的世界是不存在的。
But if you accept this knowledge in faith, with conviction, and we apply in our lives as our sadhana, our practice, with this faithful and acceptance, then gradually we become qualified to enter into that transcendental atmosphere and experience it.
但是如果我们要是对这门知识满怀着信心，然后非常的确定，然后呢，这个很认真的去进行我们的这个修习的话，那么在这份修习、这份信心的状态下，逐渐的我们就能够进入到这个超然的氛围，我们就能够去真正的体验到它。
So as explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, this material creation.Is real, is there, is one fourth of the Lord's creation, is there, is going through cycles, sometimes it's manifested, sometimes not manifested, but this material energy of the Lord exists, is there, is one fourth of the energies of the Lord.
那么在圣典博迦瓦坛里面就提到了，就是这物质世界的创造呢，它是真实的主的外在能量的创造，它是主的四分之一的创造。那它有的时候呢是处于显现的状态，有的时候是处于不显现的状态，它是在一个循环的状态下，但是呢它却是一种真实的存在。
So this material manifestation is there, is real.
所以说呢这个物质的展现是真实的存在，就是在那儿有的。
And beyond this material energy, there's a marginal line.Between the material and the spiritual manifestations, that called the Viraja River.
那么在这个物质存在之上呢，有一条河，那么被称为叫 Braja 河。这条河呢
，Viraja, Viraja,
Viraja, Viraja 河，它被称为叫 Viraja 河。那么这条河呢？OK, 那么这条河呢那这条河呢它就把这个物质和灵性给分开了，它是这个作为物质和灵性的界限。
It's a marginal line.
那这是 marginal line, 就是一条
分界线。 Like a border, marginal line, border.
That's what I translate.
Between one place and another, yes.
Yes, I already said that, Mashu.
Okay. So this is that's the place where is Mahavishnu is the that is that Viraja River is the causal ocean where Mahavishnu is laying down.
那这个 Viraja 河呢，它其实就是Mahavishnu 他所躺在的那个元阴之阳。
Remember in the past time of Vamana Dev with his third step, you know, he was so big, this third step pierced this marginal line, and the water from the Viraja River came into the material world in a form of Ganga Devi.
那我们还记得这个主瓦Vamana Dev的逍遥时光，那他的这第三步呢，跨的太大，然后呢就跨到了这个就戳破了这个天穹，就戳破了这条戳进了这个Viraja河里面。然后使得这个河水呢就倾泻而下，作为恒河倾泻而下，来到了物质世界。
With his transcendental toe, he pierced that layer, that marginal line, and some of that water came into this material manifestation.
对，主的以他的这个莲花足的脚趾头戳破了这条分界线，然后使得这分界线里面的一些河水呢来到了这个物质世界。
So that's the place, that's a place where Srila Prabhupada explained elsewhere where the Buddhists within Nirvana, they go to that marginal line, means they are not in material existence anymore, but they don't have any experience spiritual existence. They are in a borderline, in a marginal line. They are nowhere, means they are not in a spiritual world, they are not in a material world.
那么这个舍尔帕爸也说到，就是这个，佛教徒他们所说的这个涅槃呢，这个涅槃的这个位置，也就是这条分界线的位置。也就是说呢，他们来到了这条分界线，那也就意味着他既没有处于物质世界，也没有处于灵性世界，他是在这条分界线上。
And then beyond this Viraja River is Brahman effulgence of the Lord.
然后在这个 Viraja 河之上呢，是主的梵光。
Is the transcendental energy of the Lord.
那那个地方呢，就是主的超然的能量。
And that's where the impersonalists identify with, and they think they should be one with that, be part of this transcendental energy and become one with this transcendental energy of the Lord, become one with Brahman.
那么这个呢，就是非人格主义者他们所认同的那个地方，他们就觉得自己应该最终和主的梵光在一起，以这样的方式方形式和主合一。
But this transcendental illumination of Brahman is coming from the Vaikuntha planets. It's coming from the transcendental forms of the Lord, so they have to go beyond this light, this Brahman, and then they will find there are Vaikuntha planets, and the Lord is there in so many of those Vaikuntha planets, in so many forms, and so many associates of the Lord are there having transcendental loving relationships with the Lord, is so animated with so much joy, so much ecstasy, is thattranscendental existence that only the bhaktas, the devotees can experience because they have this understanding and they perform the sadhana to attain that.
但是呢，就是这个地方是这个梵光，它是来自于维昆特星球的这个光芒，所以呢就必须还得再往上走，然后呢才能够看到，就来到这个维昆特的星球，然后并在里面呢才能看到主，然后有各种各样的形象在这里面，有各种各样的这个活动，然后所有的人都和主在进行着很活跃的、很喜乐的这些活动然后有各种各样的这种形象，这个是主的 Bhakta， 就是一个奉献者，他能够理解到，他就是想要去到这个地方，想要看到这个地方，所以说呢，他才会经过这样的休息，然后最终要让自己达到这个位置。
So that Srila Prabhupada said that part is eternal, everlasting, without deterioration, unlimited.
所以呢，Srila Prabhupada才说，就在那个地方呢，它是永恒的，然后呢是不会被毁灭的，而且呢是无限的，是快乐的。
And it contains the highest perfectional stage of living conditions.
而且呢，它也就达到了这个生物状，就是生活状态的最高的境界。
Unalloyed goodness.
它这是一种纯粹的、完全无瑕的善良心态。
There is no presence of the three modes of material nature.
那么在那个地方呢，就不会再有物质自然的三属性的存在。
There is no manifestation of material time.
而且呢，也不会有物质时间的展现。
In the spiritual world, everything is always present.
对，所以呢，在灵性世界呢，所有的一切它总是存在的，总是显现的。
Only for the sake of the pastime, sometimes.The devotees have an experience that there was past and there is present, that they think there will be future, but there is no existence of material time in a spiritual world.
但是有的时候就是由于这个消恩时光的展示呢，使得奉献者他好像觉得是有过去，然后呢还有这个将来的发生，但实际上呢，在灵性世界里面是没有任何的时间的影响的。
So material time that brings about creation, maintenance, and destruction, it's not there.
但是这物质的时间呢，它就会造成创造、维系和毁灭这些事情。但是在灵性世界是不会有这样的事情的。
Internal energy of the Lord is not transformed, is not changed, is always the same.
对主的内在能量呢，它是不会发生任何的转变，不会发生任何的变化的，它始终都是在那儿的。
Is eternal, full of bliss, always.
所以它总是永恒的全然的幸福快乐的。
So, one definition of material time is that there is a progression in space. Progression in space brings about present, past, present, future, because there is a progression in space. That's what material time can be defined as.
那么就是其中有一个这个来定义物质时间的方式呢，就是它总是会有一个空间的进程。那么这个空间的进程呢，它就会产生So the progression of the space will manifest.
Progression in the space, not of the space. Progress in space, you go through past, present, and future.Past, present, and future. That's what material time creates.
就是这个对于这个物质的这个时间的定义呢，就是在这个空间里面，它一直都会有过去、现在和将来的这个发展。
Progression.
就是一种进展。
You see the needles of the watch always moving, always moving, and because that movement.Something that was present becomes past, the future becomes present, and goes on, past, present, future, all the time.
我们比如说看见这个钟表它的那个指针一直就在往前移动着，就这种移动呢，就使得过去，也就是使得这个将来变成了现在，现在变成了过去，所以就一直在不断的变化。
In the spiritual world, there is what you could say a spiritual time.
当然，在灵性世界呢，你可以说那儿有一种叫灵性时间的，就可以说那儿存在着灵性时间。
For the purpose of pastimes, that spiritual time creates a progression between happiness and knowledge. Happiness and knowledge is always a progression in happiness and knowledge.
就是为了这个消时光呢，使得这灵性的时间呢，它也展示一种进展。但这种进展呢，它总是在幸福和知识之间所展开的。
Because you see, in a spiritual world, why you say we are seeing Krishna, but every time we are seeing Krishna, and seeing that form of Krishna gives more bliss than before.
That is, 就是在灵性世界里面呢，就是当看到 Krishna 的时候，就每一次你看到 Krishna 的形象的时候，它都会给你更加深的、加强的喜乐感。
Krishna is beautiful. Is extremely beautiful.
Krishna 是极度的俊美。
But every time a devotee sees Krishna, Krishna is even more beautiful.
但是每一次当奉献者看到 Krishna 的时候呢， Krishna 就会变得更美。
So Krishna's transcendental qualities are increasing, and the knowledge of the devotee to perceive, to understand that is also increasing.
那所以说呢，这个 Krishna 他超然的品质是在不断的增加的。那么奉献者看到 Krishna 的超然的品质的这个知识也是在不断的增加的。
That's why the devotees, they go through similar pastimes all during the day with Krishna, but every time is a new experience of bliss. And as a new experience of bliss and knowledge increases and then the qualities of the Lord and the bliss of the Lord increases, and our knowledge to understand that increases, and is a constant progression in bliss and transcendental knowledge in the spiritual world. That's why it's always something new and fresh.
那所以为什么就是在每天的时候呢，奉献者都会跟 Krishna 一起进行着同样的这些消时光，但是在每次这个消时光在上演的时候呢，这个Krishna 他的这个超然的极乐、超然的这个品质呢就会增加。那么奉献者去感受到 Krishna 的超然的品质，这种极乐的这种情感呢也会增加。所以说呢，就会使得他们之间的这种互动就永远都是在极乐和知识的增加、极乐和知识的增加的这种进展中发展的。所以就为什么在灵性世界里它是永恒常新的的感觉。
It's not ecstatic, it's ecstatic.
那所以说呢，它并不是一个静止的状态，它始终它不是静止的状态，它始终都是永恒活跃的状态。
Yeah, that's why you see, even in the material world, when we absorb ourselves in Krishna's pastimes, every time is a new experience, a new blissful experience. How many years we have been hearing this Damodara pastime, and every time we hear, and there's always something new and fresh. How is it possible? Why you are not tired of it?
所以其实在这个物质世界里面，当我们在聆听是 Krishna 的消时光的时候，那我们也总是在体验着一种新的很新鲜的极乐的感受。那比如说像这个主的 Damodara 的消时光，我们都已经这么多年一直反复的在不断的讲，但是呢我们每次都能够从里面有这种新鲜的感悟、有新鲜的感受，所以呢就总是有这种很极乐的感觉。
Our understanding, our perception increases, and our bliss increases. As our bliss increases, our understanding increases, and there is a constantly progress between the understanding, the transcendental knowledge, and the experience of bliss in the spiritual atmosphere.
那我们就因为我们的这个理解，体验它都会不断的这种增加，然后呢？这个在体验到这种超人的这种感受的时候呢，这种极乐就会增加。所以呢，就是这种体验总是在超然的极乐的氛围中，就使得这种极乐感不断的升腾，永远的处在这种新鲜的感受里面。
So this material world it goes through changes, but those changes create.Sorrow can create happiness, but they can create also sorrow, pain, fear, and so many things. That's the material existence. It's a place of fear, a place of anxiety.
那这个物质世界呢，它是处在一个不断变化的一个状态下，但这种状态呢，就这种变化呢，它可以让我们有快乐感，但是呢它也会让我们有伤心的感觉，也会让我们处在恐惧和焦虑的感觉。那就是因为这个物质存在它是在不断的这种变化，而且会让我们有这种感觉，所以呢才会让我们一直是恐惧和焦虑的。
So in a Vaikuntha existence, Srila Prabhupada writes in the end of his purport, you can read, the whole Vaikuntha existence proclaims that everyone thereis a follower of the Lord. The Lord is the chief leader there without any competition for leadership, and the people in general are all followers of the Lord. It is confirmed in the Vedas, therefore, that the Lord is the chief leader of all other living entities are subordinate to him, for only the Lord satisfies all the needs of all other living entities.
所以呢，在整个瓦昆特的区域内，每一个生物体都是至尊主的追随者。至尊主是那里的领袖，没有人想与至尊主竞争当领袖，所有的居民都是至尊主的追随者。伟大经中确认说呢，至尊主是领袖，所有其他的生物都是他的下属，因为只有他才能够满足所有其他生物的一切需求。
So, book up your seat on the Vaikuntha Airlines. We are taking off very soon.
所以说呢，我们一定要要订乘坐 Vaikuntha 航班的机票，然后我们这个飞机马上就要起飞了。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Okay, any question or comments? We went over our time.
Yeah, but do you remember that we have some question left from last
week? Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, one is from Rajendra Prabhu. You said that you will answer his question.
Yeah.
Let me see where today. Hey, Rajendra Prabhu 的那个问题。我看一眼啊、哦，咱们因为上一周有一些问题还没有回答。我为什么看不见那个问题？萨迪玛吉，你还看得见小忍者跑步上一周的那个问题吗？
She's not there.
She's
not in another window?
No, this, I'm pretty sure he's in this window. How?
I'm also checking.
然后还有就是这一堆从这个哈尼玛塔基这儿的这些问题是吧
Okay, there is one of Rajendra, just in this Karma Yoga. It's not this one.
Yeah, maybe Ashu, while Satyamaji is, you know, try to retrieve that, okay.
是这个吗？
对对对，时间，就这时间的这个问题。Rajendra Prabhu的这个问题是这样的。灵性世界不受时间的影响，这是什么意思呢？是根本没有时间的存在，还是时间的存在，但不受时间的束缚？您是信灵性世界中的时间有人格形象吗？谢谢您。
I guess we reply to this while.
No, some point, but not everything. But please just listen to the question, and you can decide.
Okay.
He's asking that. The spiritual world is not impacted by the time. It's not influenced by the time. What's the meaning of that? Is that there is no time to exist at all, or there was time there. However, the things in the Vaikuntha world are not restricted by the time. And also, if the time in the spiritual world has personified the image.Thank you.
Yeah. Time gives us the experience of present. We don't have an experience of past and future as we have in a material world. And this present is a manifestation of time in the spiritual world. It's Krishna himself in his original form.
那么这个在灵性世界呢是有时间存在的，但是它给它的展现呢，就是让你总是感受到的是当下。那么在灵性世界里面是没有过去也没有将来的。那么在这个灵性世界的这个当下的这种感受的这种时间的展现呢，它是 Krishna 本人的，就 Krishna 本人。
It's by the Krishna's presence that things, the pastimes move from one situation to another, creating an atmosphere a more blissful atmosphere every time.
那所以就是由于这个 Krishna 的存在呢，就使得这个消时光从一个情况进入到下面一个情况，然后而且呢，使得这个消时光它的这个氛围呢变得越来越极乐。
Yes, and his energy, different energies are working with him. Yoga Maya energy, Lila Shakti energy and so many other internal aspects of internal energy are all moving in order to create situations where the devotees experience a more bliss in their past association with the Lord.
那么当然这一消时光里面呢，它是有各种各样的这个能量在那儿起作用的，比如说呢是主的这个内在能量，它的这个喜乐能量，它的 Lila Shakti 的这个能量，然后这些能量呢就使得奉献者和 Krishna 之间的这个消时光呢就会变得越来越极乐。
It's not that Krishna grows up from baby wood to child and grows up to a young man It looks like growing because it's manifesting different forms. He is manifesting a form of a baby, a form of a child, a form of a young boy. He's manifesting those forms. It's not that the forms are growing, because the forms and the Lord are non different. They are eternal.
嗯，那这个 Krishna 他其实并不是像是一个小孩，就是像一个普通人一样，从小孩长成了这个，就是从婴儿长成小孩，然后再长大。那但是 Krishna 他会显现成不同的这种形象，是由于他在这个不同的逍遥时光里面所显现出来的这个形象是那样的。所以说呢，他会显现成是一个婴儿的形象，或者是一个小孩的形象，或者是一个青年人的这个形象。但是他的这些形象都是不会变化的。
It's not so easy to understand because we don't have that experience so much. We forgot that experience, and the experience we have now is due to the influence of material time. So it's very different, and we are very much focused, very much identified with our material body and environment.
那当然这个呢也是挺难理解的，原因是由于我们自己已经忘记了我们曾经有的这样的亲身的体验，而我们现在呢是更多的是受这个物质的自然属性的这个影响，而在就是这个物质的这种状态下去体验着我们现在的这种经历，所以说呢就没有办法去理解它。
So and we areVery much affected by the impressions that are still there in our hearts, in our consciousness, coming from previous lives.
You mean?
We are still much affected by the impressions caused by previous activities in past lives, or even in this life, that create material impression that affects our existence and our how we experience things.
OK, 其实呢就是我们过往的经历依然还是给我们留下了很深的印象，就是过往生世的这些经历依然还是会给我们留下很深的印象，以至于我们现在在从事的时候呢其实还是会受到之前的生世的那些印记的影响的。
That's why now we have, by practice sadhana associating with devotees, all that, we are trying to createspiritual impressions in our hearts, so that the material impressions will gradually fade away.
这就是为什么当我们在和奉献者联谊的时候，当我们在修习我们的这个萨德纳的时候呢，我们是努力的在我们的内心中去留下这些灵性的这个印记。那这样呢，慢慢的呢，就使我们现在的这个物质的这些影响就会慢慢的消退了。
Okay, the other question was what?
From last week.
Yeah.
那么这个阿哈尼的问题就是顶白阿叔，奉爱服务没有热情，原因何在呢？如何得到 Guru 的仁慈？如何感受到 Guru 在我们的日常生活中的临在呢？感觉离他们好遥远。这个还是上周的问题啊，是哈尼马特吉的问题。She's saying, please accept my humble obeisances.What is the reason to cause I don't have any enthusiasm for the devotional service? How to get the mercy from the guru? How to feel the presence of the guru in our daily life? And because right now I feel the spiritual masters are quite far away.
Yes, because you don't.When you don't have a taste for the practice, we may even neglect it, and it becomes serious. Means our material impressions take over, and we'll feel affected by that, and we don't have a spiritual experience.
那其实呢，就是当我们对于修习没有品味的时候，那我们可能就会对这个修习没有。就是没有兴趣了，那其实这也是一挺严重的一件事情，这是由于就是我们的这些物质的状态它依然还是在影响着我们，所以
it's like being sick and taking a, a, a bitter medicine.
那就好像，那现在我们做这奉献服务，就好像是生病了，然后呢，再吃一种很苦的药。
But you know, this is if you are convinced that this is the medicine to cure my disease, to get rid of my pain, then I'm going to take it, even though it's terrible. I don't like this medicine.
但是如果你要是相信这个药，吃了这个药，自己的病就会好，然后呢，身上也不会疼了的话呢，那这会儿就无论这个药它多苦多难吃，你也肯定会把这药吃下去的。
So it's not that sudden, it's bitter, but because of our misconception, our attachments we have, we don't like to be controlled or you call regulated. We are not used to be regulated, and suddenly means to be regulated, and we dislike it. Then we don't do it, or you don't do it properly, and the result is that we also don't get the result proper result. Like if you don't take the medicine properly.Even if it's bitter, then the disease don't go away.
那么这个并不是说这个萨呢，它是一剂苦药，但是呢，就是由于我们对于物质的这个依附呢，使得我们对于这个萨呢的这个活动没有被吸引，那以及导致于呢，我们就不会很认真的去做，或者甚至于我们就不去做。那如果呢这样的话呢，那就意味着我们。在生病的这个过程中也没有很好的去服药，那如果是没有去很好的服药的话呢，那我们这病就没有办法治好，那也就意味着如果我们要是没有很好的去从事我们的萨呢，去从事我们的奉献服务的这个休息的话呢，那我们得到的这个结果也不是恰当的，正好这个药没吃对。
So we have to make an effort. We have to make an effort to be regular in our practice. It's extremely important.
哦，然后还有呢，就是所以呢，因我们之所以不喜欢的原因，是由于我们就是不愿意被这种萨呢给不愿意就是像这样去有规律的去做这件事情。但是呢，这个让自己有规律的去从事萨呢，这是非常重要的，非常重要的。
If we don't do it properly, then the result will not be there, and we feel, oh, I have no taste, I don't have any experience.And I feel my guru is too far away. All this experience comes because we are not practicing properly. Sadhana, we are not convinced that this is the right thing for us.
就是因为我们没有恰当的去进行我们的 sadhana， 也就意味着我们没有被说服，认为这是我们应该做的最的事儿。所以这样的话呢，我们才会有那种感觉，就是服务没有热情，我不想做，而且觉得guru离我们还很远。跟顾也没有连接。
Or we try to adjust sudden according to what we like and what we don't like.
或者我们可能会去，那然后呢？或者我们还会给自己，这个设计自己喜欢的这个服务，就我只做那我喜欢的做，然后去避免做我不喜欢的。
Well, if you take the medicine according to the prescription of the doctor, you have good chances of getting treated. But if you start taking the medicine according to your own whims, you may not get the benefit of the medicine, and then you cannot claim that the medicine is not good.
就如果要是好好的按照医嘱来吃药的话呢，那你能被治好的这种希望还是很大。但是如果要是按照自己的凭空虚想的这种方式去吃药的话呢，那也许可能这病就治不好了。但是呢，你不能够没有治好，不能因为这样的方式没有治好，还去抱怨是因为大夫不好，或者是这药不行。
Or we may be practicing very well, but we are very determined. You are very enthusiastic doing our sadhana regularly.But we don't have enough patience. We think that we should immediately start having spiritual emotions and feeling bliss and feeling ecstatic things. And we experience that we're still very much affected by material energy. And we wonder, this is not working. We don't have sufficient patience, even though enthusiasm, determination might be there a little bit, but patience is not there.
但是或者呢，我们非常的热情高涨的在从事着我们的奉献服务，而且呢也有坚定的信心。但是呢， 我就期待着我这个能赶紧立刻马上能够感受到这个灵性的极乐，但是这也就意味着是没有耐心，所以呢也不行。就是虽然说有热情有决心，但是还得有耐心。
嗯 ，it has to first our hearts have to become clean from all this misconception, all these unwanted things that we have, habits and attachments and desires and.Gradually, when these things start becoming removed and we start experience our real self, yes, then we start experience also the moments of bliss connected with our real self. It may take a while, may not manifest immediately.
那首先呢，是要清理我们的内心，要把我们内心所依附的那些物质的那个事物呢，要慢慢的要给它这个清理掉，然后呢，使我们能够。逐渐的能够和自己的这个真实的这个自我展现出来之后呢，然后这会儿才能够就是感受到这个极乐，就是才能感受到这个奉爱服务之间的给你带来的这个益处。但是呢，这个并不是一蹴而就的，这是需要一定的过程的。
We have an acute disease. This material disease is a very acute disease.
比如说呢，我们现在其实发的是疾病，就是这个急性病、急症。这个物质的疾病呢，它其实还是挺，就是是一个急症。
And if you are treating a serious disease and you think, oh, I've been already taking this disease for quite a few weeks or months.I should be already okay. Why I'm not okay? This medicine is not good.
就是在发病的时候呢，你可能就是治这病治了好几个星期，然后呢就觉得，哎呀，我这病都已经治了好几个星期了，我应该治差不多了，治好了吧？但为什么我现在还没好呢？那说明这药不管用。
The doctor may tell you, no, keep taking the medicine, give you more medicine, keep taking the medicine. It will take time. So we have to.The expert, doctor, okay, I have to be patient. It will work, but I have to continue doing with faith that this is the right medicine and taking according to his prescription, not my prescription. And then gradually, I'm convinced that the disease will gonna subside, is gonna finish.
然后这个大夫会跟你说不对。就是你这药现在没吃够量，你还得再接着吃，所以呢又给你更多的药回去再接着吃药。那么如果是自己非常的有信心的，非常坚定的按照医嘱去好好服这药的话呢，那逐渐的这病就能慢慢的好。
We have to have faith, we have to have confidence and practice with enthusiasm, but have also patience.
所以呢我们必须要有信心。然后我们必须要怀着极大的热情去进行修习，但与此同时呢，我们必须要有耐心。
And associate with devotees who have that.
然后呢，要和那些有这些方面的特征的奉献者联谊。
And practice very well, not just one aspect you practice very well, and other aspects you neglect.
而且呢要很好的去休息，并而且要全方面的去很好的休息，并不是说是在这方面好好弄，然后在那一方面的又不了了之了。
Means you have to take the medicine and you have to follow the diet.
那也就是说呢，要好好的吃药，而且呢也要注意自己的饮食。
Because in material disease, when we have,a disease, and if you take the medicine but you don't follow any diet, we don't avoid certain food or certain habits, the medicine might not work nicely.
因为呢，就是当我们在治病的这个过程中，如果我们要是只吃药，但与此同时呢，如果要是没有注意自己的饮食，还是瞎吃的话，那可能就没有办法让这个药那么的有效。
So you have to combine both the medicine and the good diet has to be there.
所以说呢，这两件事是都很重要的。一个是吃药，另外一个呢是好的饮食， 其实，阿叔，the diet you mean is really the sadhana, right?
The diet means what we should not eat, and in our devotional practice, what we should do, what we should not do.
Yeah, 就是一个是吃药呢，就是我们的 sadhana。然后另外还有一个呢，就是这个要注意饮食。这饮食也就是说，我们作为奉献者，我们一定要知道什么是我们应该做的事情，什么是我们不应该做的事情。
That's why we follow rules and regulations, don'ts and do's.
那所以就为什么我们会遵守规范和原则？我们有我们要做的事情以及不能做的事情。
So this is the diet.
那所以这个就是我们的饮食。
So if you put everything together properly, and if you are not sure, that's what you should ask the spiritual master. This is what I am following, my dear Guru Maharaj or Guru Dev. This is what I'm following. Is this enough for me to make progress in spiritual life and become free from material attachments, or am I doing something not proper? This is what you should ask.
那然后我们呢？这个像就当我们这么做了以后呢，我们应该向我们的灵性导师去询问的一个问题就是，学了 Guru Maharaj， 我现在在做的呢是这些事情。那我现在呢，对于我要我在这个灵性修习上的这条路上所做的这些事情够不够呢？我是不是还应该做的更多呢
？Is it proper what I'm doing？
就我现在做的是不是对的？
That's the type of questions we should ask the spiritual master, because he's the spiritual master, particularly our Diksha Guru prescribes the process to us.
那么因为这个是我们应该向灵性导师所询问的这个问题，因为呢，特别是我们的这个启迪灵性导师，这是他向我们prescribed， 这是他给我们引向的这条灵性之途。
What we should do, what we should not do.
就是因为他要求我们应该做什么以及不应该做什么。
So refer to him for this, because this is what he's expecting you to do properly.
那所以说呢，一定要向这个灵性导师去咨询，到底做的对不对？因为这个呢是就是我们一定是要很恰当的去做的。
Either your Diksha Guru or your Shiksha Gurus who are supporting your Diksha Guru in helping you to follow the process, you have to appeal for their help to refer to them to see if you are doing okay.
所以就无论你是去找你的这个启迪灵性导师，还是你的训示灵性导师，或者是由您的这个启迪灵性导师拜托照顾您的这个训示灵性导师。一定要向他们去请求他，去求得他们的指证，就是你现在做的这个事情是不是正确的，是不是恰当的。
And you have Srila Prabhupada's purpose where he explains so many things in detail. If you read, you can experience immediately. You can very easily experience if you are doing this proper or not proper, because so many instances Srila Prabhupada addressed these basic things in our lives.
而且在 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍的这个要旨里面呢，也有很多的这个信息。当我们去阅读这些书籍的时候呢，我们就能够立刻知道，就从这个书中去对照，再看我们到底做的是不是对的，是不是恰当的。
We have a lot of help, but oftentimes we don't take advantage of this help.
所以呢，我们其实是有很多的助缘的，有很多东西都可以帮助我们的，但是大部分情况下呢，我们并没有好好的利用我们身边的这些助缘。
And then we start blaming that the process doesn't work.
然后呢，我们又开始去抱怨，就是这个程序不管用。
It works, but we have to follow it properly.
因为这个程序它其实是管用的，但是呢，我们必须得正确的去遵守这个程序才可以。
Okay, any questions from today?
Actually, you answered that is the last week's question. There are still many questions from last week, and also have some questions from this week. So what are you going to do?
I don't know. It's up to 30. It's already 9:21.
Yeah, there was, let me see, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, at least 6 or 7 questions here.
Is that to study?
那萨利玛吉，咱们现在是怎么样呢？阿叔说问您，说因为现在还有就上周的问题，还有这周的问题都还没回答。
Okay, until she answers, you can shoot one of the previous questions.
Okay. 那么这个还是庞继东塔布的问题 ，still from last week 啊，顶拜咕噜。我昨天呢在百度里看到了说 Krishna 就是 Vishnu 的第八个化身，但是我又听别人说 Krishna 是最原初的神，我的思维愚钝想不明白，恳请咕噜明示，说 Krishna 的梵天翻译过来是黑天，但不是大黑天，看不懂。Well, his question is that please accept my humble obeisances to you. Yesterday I read something from Baidu.Browser that they said that Lord Krishna is the eighth incarnation of Lord Vishnu. But I also heard from the others said that Lord Krishna is original God. So because I am very blunt, I'm in ignorant. So could you help me to understand this? And also there is translation about Krishna is the dark day.But it's not the Maha Dark Day, so I don't understand it.
You have to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, the first canto at chapter 3, where it is explained all the incarnations and then how Krishna is the original incarnation of all. So you read from chapter 3 of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto.
那这对这个问题的解答呢，就是您要去阅读《圣典博达瓦坛》第一篇第三章的内容，因为在这里边呢，就描述了 Sri Krishna 的所有的这些化身，以及 Krishna 他如何是最原初的神。
Read first the verses, and then go back and read the verses and the purpose. But read the verses just to see have a good thread of all it explained there, and then it goes through the purpose to have a more clear understanding.
那您这个阅读的方法是这样的，您先呢把这个《博迦梵歌》第一篇第三章的所有的诗节都读一遍，读完了以后呢，就有一个很好的线路，一个脉络，关于这些化身，然后呢，您再回过头来重新的阅读这些诗节以及要旨。
Okay, next question.
Well, he's also asking about the translation of.Lord Krishna is about darkness, but not grand or maha darkness. The literal translation is a dark day.
Hei tian, or black sky. Krishna scholars is sometimes said as blackish, sometimes Srila Prabhupada, when it's like the dark rain cloud, when the cloud is about to pour water, it becomes a bluish, very dark, almost black, but it's bluish, a dark blue. This, what is Krishna's body's color?
那这个之所以把 Krishna 给翻译成黑天的意思呢，是由于跟着这个 Krishna 的身体的颜色来说的。那么其实阿叔就给你解释他为什么就是黑跟 Krishna 相关，因为 Krishna 这个身体的这个颜色是黑色的，但是 Sherpa 有时候会说呢，就是 Krishna 的这个身体的这个颜色就像是这个天上马上就要下雨之前的那种暗蓝暗黑色的那种颜色，是那种暗蓝黑色的颜色。
So it's not really black and it's not bluish, but it's a very beautiful dark blue, almost black.Very unique, but does not mean it's exactly like that. It's just the best comparison we have.
那所以说呢，就是 Krishna 他并不是说是全黑的，但也不是蓝的，它其实是一种就是很暗的蓝黑的颜色，这种颜色很美啊，但是并不意味着 Krishna 就是这样的，这只不过呢，就是能够和他的肤色最接近的一种描述方式。
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. question 蓝妹子，蓝妹子，看看啊，蓝妹子的问题，顶拜咕噜，超然存在的状态下，让事物只流经我而不驻留，一切如同精灵般活着，这也是幻觉吗？无论是内在还是外在，都是心意驻留之地，只是让其经流经而不让其驻留，这就是心智的成长吗？ She paid her humble obeisances to you. She said that in the transcendental state, is only let the things to pass through, but not let it stay there. It seems like our elf, you know, it's just living like an elf or like a spirit. So is this also a kind of illusion? 无论是内在或外在都是心意流，but
yeah,
doesn't matter.
We cannot compare the spiritual world with our material existence or our material experience. It cannot be like that.
那我们呢不能够把这个灵性世界和我们的物质的存在、物质的体验去相比拟，不是这样的。
Our understanding of things is extremely narrowed.
就是我们对于事情的这个理解实际上是非常的狭隘的。
Extremely imperfect.
而且呢是非常的不完美的。
So we cannot establish parallels so much based on our material experience. We can look for examples given in the scriptures because that's given by the transcendental Vaikuntha people so that we can help us. But our own experiences is don't use that so much. It cannot help.
就是不要用自己的这个物质的状态和这个灵性的这种状态去进行比较，因为呢这个不会帮我们，就如果我们要是想用一些比喻去理解的话呢，我们就去找在经典里面的那些比喻，因为在经典里面那些比喻呢是由瓦昆塔的居民他们所给我们提出来的这种例子。
So they have experience of both, so they can give the best example for us to help understand.
因为瓦昆塔的居民，他们对于物质世界和灵性世界，他们都是有一些体验的，所以这样他们才会更加客观的去给我们做出这两种状态的比较。
Okay, next question.
From 袁广，顶拜阿叔，请问阿叔如何区分一个愿望或者说想法是灵魂发出的还是心意发出的呢？阿叔 ，please accept my humble obeisances. How to distinguish their desires is from the soul or from the mind?
Well, we have to follow the guidance of the scriptures and the spiritual masters. Otherwise, we will be confused. If the desires, one thing you can okay translate that much.
就是我们呢要这个追随灵性导师以及咕噜给我们的指导。否则的话呢，我们 否则的话，我们是 you are okay. Please go ahead. Say it.
Yes, say that. 否则的话，
对，就是不对，否则的话呢，是我们是没有办法真正的就是区分的。
Yes. So one thing you can see, if it's really a desire to please Krishna according to what Krishna likes, what Guru likes.Then that's a spiritual desire. If it's a desire where I'm interested in something, I want something, I wish to have something or attain something, that's a material desire.
就是如果这个愿望它是真的是取悦 Krishna 或者取悦 Guru 的这个愿望的话，那么这个愿望呢是来自于灵魂的。但是如果要是这，但是如果
likes.
对呀，就是基于 Guru 和 Krishna 喜欢的这种愿望的话，那这是来自于灵魂的。但如果是这种愿望是只是我想得到一些什么样的东西，我想获得一个什么样的事物的话，就这样的愿望是来自于心意的，是物质的。
So we have no personal motives.
对呢，我们的这种愿望它不应该是有任何个人的动机的。
Our only motive is to please Krishna.
对我们唯一的动机就是要让 Krishna 开心。
So in order to please Krishna, you have to know what pleases Krishna. And we can know this by reading Srila Prabhupada's books or hearing from our gurus.
但是为了要知道什么能够取悦 Krishna 呢，那我们就要去阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍以及去聆听我们的 guru 的教导了。
And when you see any of your gurus, you can ask, I'm doing this activity for this purpose, do you think it's proper?
那然后呢，就是然后你会这个，然后去问这个 guru， 就是那我现在呢，就是在从事这些活动，您看这个活动是不是恰当的呢？
Okay, next question.
So you answered all of the questions from previous week, and now is today's question. 第一个问题是来自于今天，我们现在开始回答今天的问题了。这问题是来自于喜宝妈，她记得顶拜阿叔和老师们，听说 Bhishma 老祖父是 Krishna 最伟大的十二位。奉献者之一，请问在薄伽梵歌中，他却展现了被誓言束缚而显得迂腐，甚至连打仗都站到了邪恶一方的位置上。我们应该从老祖父身上学习什么品质呢？凡啊、，Please accept my humble obeisances. I heard that Bhishma Dev is the one of the Mahajans. However, in the Bhagavad Gita, he manifested he is bounded by his vow, so even showed a little bit of a craft.
Okay.
So and also when he is in the war, he's also taking the wrong side.
Okay, stay tuned for Mahabharata session episodes because we're gonna deal with that.
Okay.OK, 就是您的这个问题呢，我们在星期五的 Mahabharata 这一节讲课再讲，因为这个话题会在那个里面会提到。那下一个问题是来自于 Satimaji 的顶拜亲爱的阿叔和甜美的翻译，谢谢 Satimaji。刚刚阿叔讲到了小孩子因为没有见过蛇，所以呢不会害怕绳子而远离，相反可能会去拿这条绳子。同样处在愚昧状态的生物也会因为无知而无畏从事很多罪恶活动。请问阿叔，这种无惧和善良属性或是超然层面上没有恐惧有什么区别呢？Please accept my humble obeisances to you, dear 阿叔。Just now you mentioned that for the little kids, because they never experienced about the snake, so they won't feel fearful to the rope. They won't stay away, even will grab this rope.So the same situation that when the living entity is in the state of ignorance, they also will be fearless because of the ignorance, and then go to committed a lot of simple activities. So my question is that for this fearless showed from the...mode of goodness or the platform of transcendental versus of the fearless shoulder from the ignorance. What are the differences between these two?
Well, ignorance is ignorance. It's always wrong.
那么就是这种无知，它总是无知，这是错的，就只要是无知就是错的。
We gave the example of the child because the child has no experience of snakes, so naturallyIt's not a question of ignorance. He has no experience of snake, and naturally, he will not judge rope to be a snake and feel fearful because the impressions are not in his mind about the snake. So it does not come up when he sees a rope in the ground without sufficient light.
那么就是这孩，我们举这个孩子的这个例子哈，就是不是说这孩子他是处于无知的状态。但是呢他是没有经历过蛇，他没有见过蛇，所以说呢当他在看到这个绳子的时候呢，他就不会把这个绳子和这个蛇联想在一起，所以说呢他也不会这个害怕这个像蛇的绳子。
And that's used because the impersonalists, they say that this illusion is superimposed by material energyinto the heart of the conditioned soul. That's why the conditioned soul feels fear when thinks the rope is a snake. But our acharya says, no, it's not, superimposed by material energy, because if a person has no experience of snake, material energy is not going to create fear in the heart of that person.
那么其实这个我们之所以用这个例子呢，就是说因为这个假象宗他们会说呢，就是这种恐惧的这种虚幻的感觉是被玛雅灌注在人的心里面的，所以使人在虚幻中去害怕。但我们的这个阿查尔讲呢不是这样的，那么这个就是这个恐惧它并不是由玛雅所灌注在里面的，因为当一个人他没有这方面的体验的时候呢，他其实是不会被玛雅所迷幻的。
Means we should, when you do something wrong, we should not say, oh, it's because of Maya. No, it's because of my stupidity that I do wrong. It's not because.
Sorry, 阿叔。所以这个呢，他的意思就是说，就当我们在做了错事儿的时候，我们不能够指责这个是 Maya， 就是我被 Maya 所迷惑。我做这个错事儿的原因，其实是因为我自己的愚蠢，所以呢才会做错的。
Like we say, it's not my fault. It's because of illusion. What can I do?
那比如说，我们经常会有这样一句话，就是这不是我的错，就是因为我处于虚幻中，所以我能怎么办呢
？No. It's illusion affects us if you are involved in it. If you are involved in material activities, then we become influenced by material illusion.
实际上就是只有当我们卷入到物质活动中的时候，就当我们卷入到这种状态中的时候，这个虚幻它才会影响到我们。
It's our responsibility, it's our fault.
所以说呢，这还是得我们自己去负责，这是我们的错。
So ignorance is not an excuse.
那所以说呢，这个愚昧它其实并不是一个理由借口。
Because originally we knew, we forgot because we wanted to forget.
因为其实最原初来说，其实再从原初来说，其实我们是知道的。但是呢，我们把这事儿给忘了。原因是因为我们自个儿想把它给忘了。
Now we have opportunity to remember, and if we don't take advantage of that, we still act in ignorance.What can we do? Material energy will affect us, and you cannot say, "Oh, it's the fault of illusion." What can I do?
但是现在呢，其实我们有了这样一个机会，是可以再重新想起这件事儿。但是我们依然还是让自己处在这种愚昧的虚幻状态下，不想想起来，那怎么办呢？那有还有什么办法呢？
So illusion is not responsible for our mistakes. We are responsible.
那所以说呢，这个虚幻幻觉，就这种幻象，它不应该为我们的错误来负责，那不能为我们的这个痛苦而负责。这个痛苦是我们自己负全责的。
If you act properly according to the guidelines of the scriptures and the orders of Guru, then material energy will not affect us.
就如果我们要是很恰当的按照经典里面的训示，按照 Guru 对我们的指导去行事的话，那么这个物质能量是不会影响到我们的。
So we are still affected because we still have many material impressions in our hearts, and maybe we are not practicing sufficiently well to get rid of those impressions.
那然后我们之所以还是会被影响的原因呢，是由于就是还有很多的这些物质的印象在我们的内心里面影响着我们。那原因就是由于可能我们的这个休息的方式还不恰当，在这个不恰当的这个休息中呢，还没有办法很有效的这个移除掉所有的这些物质的印象。
But all these impressions are there because of our previous activities. We are responsible.
那么所有的这些印象之所以在那儿呢，全部都是由于我们之前的行为所致，所以呢，我们要负责。
So it's not the fault of material energy, it's our fault of misusing material energy.
所以呢，这个不是物质能量的错，是由于我们错用了物质能量。
Yes, we have our free will and we misuse.
Misuse this material energy.
So we can only blame one person, ourselves.
对呢，我们只有一个人需要去指责，那个人就是自己。
It's because of our misbehavior that we are put in ignorance and we act wrongly.
那就是由于我们是处于愚昧because of, 就是因为我们的这个愚昧使我们呢就是去从事一些错误的事情。
Because of our desires, separate desires, we are covered by ignorance and we do wrong.
那就是由于我们有一些这个独立的一些欲望，那么这个欲望呢又被这个愚昧所覆盖，然后呢我们就会做错事儿。
A person who is always serving Krishna is not covered by ignorance, is not covered by material illusion.
那一个总是想要服务 Krishna 的人，他就不会被愚昧以及不会被虚幻所覆盖。
Next question.
From Yamuna Tirama 的顶白阿叔，请问在灵性世界，个体灵魂、生物体的个体性有哪些表现呢？Ashu, please accept my humble obeisances. My question is that in the spiritual world, for those individual living entities, how do they show their individuality?
Can you say it again, please?
Yeah, well, she is asking in the spiritual world, how the individual souls show their individuality?
Well, they are persons and they are serving, everybody is serving Krishna in a very unique way.
那么他们都是个体的人，然后每一个人呢都是一个很独特的方式在服务着 Krishna.
They express their love in their very special way.
然后呢他们以他们很特别的方式在展示着对 Krishna 的爱。
They're always finding new ways to please Krishna in their loving relationship with him.
然后呢他们在和 Krishna 的爱的这种关系中呢总是在寻找着新的方式在服务着 Krishna。
They're always coming with new ways of serving Krishna.
他们就是总是会找到新的服务 Krishna 的方式。
And they have a very individual relationship with Krishna.
而且呢他们和 Krishna 是有这种很个人的关系，就是很个体性的关系的。
They are not selfish. They don't think that they are the ones who are serving Krishna. Actually, they think others, they are serving Krishna better than themselves.
然后呢他们也不会自私的觉得只有自己才服务 Krishna. 事实上他们觉得别人都比自己服务 Krishna 服务得更好。
And they want to learn from others how to improve their service.
而且呢他们也希望和别人呢去学习如何能够提升他们的服务。
But they are always coming with novel ways to please Krishna.
但是呢他们总是有这种就是这种很新颖的方式去服务 Krishna. But she is asking, how to manifest the individualities?
By serving Krishna. You serve Krishna in a very unique way. This is your individuality.
Well, from my way to understand the question, I think she's asking, what is the specific, you know, presentation from each of the individual soul to be, you know, presented in the spiritual world?
What do you mean? What kind of shoes, what kind of hat you wear, or kind of body
yeah,
wear?
Yeah, probably. I think that is what she's asking. 就是这个仰望的 Tiramati, 您问的这个问题您是想不知道就是阿叔刚才这么回答是不是回答了您的这个问题。那是不是您是想问一下就是这个个体灵魂它是具体怎么展现的呢？阿叔刚才就问那是不是就是他穿什么衣服啊或者说是就是戴什么帽子呀、啊、
Everybody has a form.According to the loving relationship, according to the service they have to Krishna eternally.
Okay. 就是每一个人呢，根据他和 Krishna 之间的这种特定的关系，以及呢，他永恒的为 Krishna 做服务的这种方式，他都会有自己的一个特定的形象。
So if my loving relationship with Krishna is to give milk to Krishna, then I will have a form of a cow and I give milk to Krishna every day.
就是如果我对 Krishna 的服务形式呢，就是为 Krishna 提供牛奶的话，那我的这个个体形象的展现就是一头乳牛。那我每天呢，就以这头乳牛的这种形象为 Krishna 提供牛奶。
If I have a loving relationship as a friend, then I will be his companion. I will follow him all the time, and I'll praise him, and I'll play with him in the way that he loves the most. I will be always next to him. I will be his constant companion.
那如果我要是以一个朋友的形式来服务 Krishna 呢，那也就意味着我是时刻陪伴在他左右的一个伙伴，然后呢总是和他一起玩，然后呢会安慰他或者是会赞扬他。
If I'm in a parental mood, then I will be always trying to protect him, make sure that he's very well nourished, that he's very well dressed and is protected, he's not in danger, even though there is no danger, but I'm always thinking that he should be always protected, and I am responsible for that.
那如果我要是处在一个家长的这种爱的心态下的话呢，那我就总是要处于一种要保护他的状态，我一定要确保他是不是营养够啦，然后呢，这个是没有危险呐。虽然那地方确实没有危险，但是呢，我总是觉得我要把他给保护的好好的。
So different moods. So according to our loving, eternal loving relationship we have with Krishna, individual loving relationship we have with Krishna, we have a particular form.
那所以说呢，就是根据我们的个体的和 Krishna 之间的这种关系，这个造成了有一个特定的躯体，有一个特定的形象。
So according to the scripture, that loving relationship with Krishna is eternal, means he's always there. So means that eternal form is now covered by material form that is it came about because of our material desires.
那么这个根据经典里面说呢，就是我们的这个在灵性世界的这个灵性的形象是永恒的，和 Krishna 之间的这种关系是永恒的。但是现在呢，就是由于我们的物质的欲望呢，使得我们的这个灵性的形象被物质欲望给覆盖了起来。
嗯 ，is forgotten，
就被忘记了。
嗯，Thank
you, Ashu. Thank you, Ashu. Now the next question from Rajendra Prabhu， 请问阿叔，做 Karma Yoga 有业报吗？尤其是做Sarkarma Karma Yoga 的人只供奉一部分给 Krishna， 大部分结果留给自己，有业报吗？My question is that if those person who are perform the Karma Yoga have any karmic reactions, especially for those people are in the Sarkarma Karma Yoga, if they only offer part of the fruits to Lord Krishna, but the most of the part still kept for themselves,For this type of people, will they have any karma?
Yeah, they still have because they are not totally free from the desire to enjoy the fruits.
他们的确是有业报的，因为他还没有完全的摆脱要享受这个活动的结果的欲望。
So for whatever they are using for their selfish interest.Without relation with Krishna, that for that they take karma, even though they may be acting in goodness, so it's a good karma. But for those activities, for those results that they are offering to the Lord, they are getting a benefit, so they are becoming purified, and gradually their knowledge increases, and they will be able to act only and offer all the results to the Lord for the pleasure of the Lord. And from that point,They can come to pure devotional service where they act only for the pleasure of the Lord. They do only what pleases the Lord. They don't have their any separate interest.
首先就是他就是为了自己做的那一部分这个事情呢，也许可能他是处在善良属性去做的事情，但他依然还是会有业报的。但是还有另外一部分，他如果是把他的活动结果现Yeah, that's what I say. 那是就是虔诚的业报，但是还有另外一部分，就是他把他的这个活动结果献给了 Krishna 之后呢，他是能够从这个活动中获益的。他的内心呢就会变得越来越净化。那么在他不断的这个净化的过程中呢，他慢慢的就会觉得 他只想为 Sri Krishna 做服务了，然后在这个不断的这样的这个进化的过程，最后他就只是想着只为 Krishna 做服务了。
嗯，
这句话就没有业报了。Rajendra Prabhu， 梵歌前六章 Krishna 讲了瑜伽的阶梯，但其中没有讲知识瑜伽 Gyana Yoga 是什么情况呢？For the first six chapters of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talk about the ladders of the yoga. However, he didn't really mention about the Gyana Yoga. Why is that?
Because a person without devotion who performs karma yoga and becomes detached from the fruits of his activities, become purified, and that from that purification, Gyana knowledge arises, transcendental knowledge arises, and he understands himself as being spiritual, and he becomes more inclined to liberation, to become free from material existence as the goal of life. So Krishna does not mention much that because, okay, translate that much.
Yeah, 因为那个对于一个就是在修习瑜伽，但是没有奉爱这个倾向的这个人呢，但是他通过
No.For those who are practicing karma yoga without knowing that the goal of life is to please Krishna, they perform karma yoga without attachment to the fruits and they become purified. From that purification, Gyana arises.
Okay, 就是当一个人他在从事 karma 瑜伽，但是呢，他又不知道这个瑜伽是取悦 Krishna 的时候呢，他修习这个瑜伽的这个结果就是他的这个内心得到进化，然后他这个内心的进化呢，就使得他这个知识在他的内心中展示，然后呢，就会有这个 Gyana 瑜伽显现。
So without knowing that the Krishna is the goal of one's, the one we should offer the results of our work, we can also do karma yoga and just be detached, not trying to enjoy the fruits of our activities.But this type of karma yoga without offering the fruits to Krishna brings jnana, that jnana, understanding that we are Brahman, we are spiritual entities, and then the desire for liberation arises.
所以就是说不知道这个就是修习这个 karma 瑜伽，虽然说不知道是要把所有的这种活动的结果全都要奉献给 Krishna， 但是他也可以去修习，因为这样呢会让他变得更加的气绝。那么当他气绝了之后呢，他就会这个了解到 Gyana， 那么这个 Gyana 呢就会让他会更加的想要去得到解脱。
Yeah, because he understands that he is different from the body, and he thinks, understands that perfection is to become separated from material existence, means liberation.
然后因为这样，因为就通过修习这个 Gyana 瑜伽呢，就是他知道了，就是他的躯体和这个灵魂是不一样的。那么当他知道了这个灵魂是超越于躯体的时候呢，这会儿其实就是一个解脱。
嗯。So, but if the karma yogi or those performing that process come to in contact with the devotee, the pure devotee of the Lord, then they understand that everything should be dovetailed in the service of the Lord. They start using the results of their karma or their detachment of their results, but they use the results for the pleasure of Krishna. So they are purifying themselves to the point.That they will become interested in bhakti yoga, just act for the Lord's pleasure.
但是呢，当这个修习 karma 瑜伽的这些瑜伽师，他有机会遇到了奉献者之后呢，他就认知的，他就明白了，就是所有的这些活动，所有的这些结果，所有这些事物都是可以用作对 Sri Krishna 的供奉的。那他之前呢是在是在气绝的状态下去进行 karma 瑜伽，但现在呢，他把它变成了就是把他所有的这些活动都献给了这个 Krishna， 所以呢，这样就让他 ，So after you say the last part, this is
so this will come, will bring him to the platform of bhakti where he engages only to please Krishna。
那然后呢，这样呢就会让他来到了这个 bhakti 的修习的层面，那也就意味着他所从事的这个活，他就知道他所从事的活动呢，仅仅只是去取悦 Krishna。
That's why Krishna spoke in a chapter 5, Karma Yoga, and he said, and then it's action in Krishna consciousness. It's a type of Karma Yoga that is conducive to bhakti. It's Niskama Karma Yoga, means you don't have any personal desires for yourself, means you have desires only to please Krishna.
所以呢，所以为什么在奉献《薄伽梵歌》的第五章里面就会有这个 karma 瑜伽在 Krishna 知觉中活动？那其实这个呢是就是把这个活动变成了 nishkarma， 就是不会再有其他的物质欲望的驱使下去，把所有的活动都献给 Krishna 的活动。
So that's already on the way of pure bhakti.
那所以呢，这就已经是处在一个纯粹的 bhakti 的路径之上。
This is the purpose of Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita. He wants to help we are entrapped in material activities to gradually understand how material activities causes suffering and how you should give up the tendency to enjoy material results and then offer the material results to Krishna and eventually become a devotee and become free from material existence.At the same time, attain our loving relationship with Krishna, which is superior to liberation.
那么所以呢，这也就是 Krishna 为什么要讲述《薄伽梵歌》。那他要告诉我们，就是这个 ，sorry， 阿叔 ，I
go by steps. Krishna
yes,
wants we are attached to material activities and to enjoy the fruits. So through Karma Yoga, Krishna teaches that if you are attached to the fruits, we're gonna.Experience karmic results that can be bad, or can be wrong, but affect us, forces us to material existence.
对，就是因为我们想，因为我们在从事活动的时候，我们是非常的依附于我们的活动的结果的。那么 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里面就告诉我们，就如果我们要是在依附于活动结果的这种情况下去从事活动的话，那其实它就会强迫我们再一次回到这个物质存在之中，然后我们就会被。困缚在这个物质存在里面。
So through karma yoga, we can become free from that desire of enjoying the fruits first by offering some of the fruits, but then and then gradually by offering all the fruits of our result to Krishna, and gradually we become purified from all karma, which means we become candidates for pure devotional service.
那所以呢，就是通过这个 karma 瑜伽的这个。服务通过这个 Karma 瑜伽的这个活动呢，就使我们摆脱了对于这个活动的结果的依附，然后我们还把这个活动的结果呢献给了 Krishna。那在最开始的时候可能献一部分，后来呢就变成全都献给 Krishna， 这样呢就使我们摆脱了在物质存在中的这种束缚，然后使我们就。可以去到了一个去做这个奉爱瑜伽的这个层面。
Okay, just one more question because I have another lecture soon.
But Rajendra Prabhu's question is still asking why the Jnana Yoga didn't mention from the first six chapter.
Because Krishna is not interested in making us attracted to mukti to liberation. He wants us to understand what is the real liberation, the perfect liberation.
Okay. 那个为什么在 Jnana Yoga 在前六章没有被提及呢？是因为 Krishna 他不想让我们把我们的这个兴趣点专注在目的解脱这件事情上，而且 Krishna 他是想让我们知道什么是真正的解脱。
Also, it does not encourage us to perform Ashtanga Yoga.
而且呢，他也不鼓励我们去从事 Ashtanga 八步瑜伽。
After explaining Ashtanga Yoga, Krishna says, "But the best yogis, those who render loving service to me, are the best."
在解释了 Ashtanga 瑜伽之后呢 ，Krishna 他就说，那些在从事Bhakti 瑜伽的人是我最爱的人。
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. So So let's just stop here because Sati is also leaving.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So one question only.
Yeah. Yeah.
那个单人
讲
没回答是吗？
对，单人一项的问题还有什么？
后面两个问题我下周回答了。
Okay. next time.
好，瓦昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。我们非常非常感恩我们亲爱的阿叔 Krishna Valade 发布我们的精彩讲述以及对这些问题的耐心的解答，很感谢萨提玛拉吉。
Thank you everybody. Thank everybody for being there. Thank you for your beautiful questions.
Yeah, yeah. 非常感谢大家的聆听，也非常感谢大家提出这么好的问题。
Special thank you to Sati for her patience and Dana Kelly for working so hard.
然后呢，非常感谢 Sati Maji 的耐心，也感谢 Dana Kelly 的努力工作。Thank you, 阿叔。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari, Hari, Hari,
Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari,